Okay, boy side. So we'll start with the Mor Naim, of course. And we didn't learn last week for Parshas Tzav. What, 2 weeks ago already? Parshas Tzav. We did a little bit before Pesach. But since we have to, without halting, Abyssal Pesach, Diknach Pesach, Nisht Abyssal Asach, I thought a very big Pesach, Diknach Pesach, otherwise the Pesach was not Pesach. So, just to review, we learned a little bit before Pesach from Tzav, and the Heilige Gemara Naim says that the aside from Golas is a person in Golas is Bekatnas HaMoichen. Katnas Adas. And the Yisoyt from Gula is Gadlas HaMoichen. And therefore it says in the Haggadah, Vatirbi Vatigdali, that the Yidna Mitzrayim Vatigdali means they came to Gadlas HaMoichen. And this in Nigalu, and this in Asidin Ligoyal. And he says there's too many Golas. There's a Golas Klali, which is a Golas Klal Yisrael Mibbein Umois. There's a Golas Prati, it's a collection of Yisrael and Hashem of the Golas Eitzi Eitzahara. Every one of us is in a personal, private Golas. The Eitzahara has estranged us from ourselves. We're not in touch with our real selves. That's the worst Golas Shayach. Memes is the worst Golas. It's not Stam Avart. Because you all know we could do a lot better. We all know we have a gewaltige potential. We all know that we have merdige koiches. But because of the Yetzirah has mamish estranged us from our own selves, and he makes us think that we're lazy, good for nothings, and that we're bali taiva, and that we're not very big at all, and we are very shvacha potential, and a little bit we do is plenty, and aleidik. That's the Yetzirah of the Yetzirah. That's the Golas HaProti, and the Golas HaKlali really comes from the Golas HaProti. When enough Yidden are in the Golas HaProti, we go Nebuch into a Golas HaKlali. And Godless HaMoichen, the simplest explanation of Godless HaMoichen is Godless HaMoichen. To think like mature adults, not like babies. A baby's only interested in taking care of his own physical needs, taking care of his own pleasures, his own taivas. And that's Godless, that's Katnas HaMoichen. That's the baby has the Yetzirah, you know, a baby till 13, there's no Yetzirah Toiv. There's only Yetzirah. Yetzirah, I mean, the baby doesn't know who he is. The baby has no asog what he really is. He's a Ruchnizdik. He's a shtick neshama with a body. A baby thinks he's a shtick body. And that's why he's katnas amoichen. And the Yetzirah makes even adults think like that. That's the sight of the Yetzirah to make us feel like babies. If we'd all grow up and take a chrayas for ourselves, take a chrayas for the ganze welt, then we would accomplish something. Like this, we're just interested in our own, like babies screaming all the time for a pacifier. Either you want a bottle or a pacifier. Either a bottle or a pacifier, that's all it's all about. And the Russian, that's all you want? The Yetzirah verstopft the oil. The pacifier is in the mouth, mind you. You shouldn't be able to talk. The aside from Gulus Mitzrayim is Harchev Picha Vamaleu. Open your mouth up wide. Don't put a pacifier in, don't put a bottle in. And daven to the Rebbeinu Shlom. If we would take a chrayas for ourselves and for under Yidden, we'd feel so good about ourselves. We'd have to go run to the refrigerator every 5 minutes. We don't have to go run to the pizza shop every 10 minutes. We don't have to go run to the taiva shop every 15 minutes. We're very happy. But the Yetzirah is convinced that we're a bunch of babies and all we need is a pacifier and a bottle. That's Katnas HaMoichen. Aber zogt the Heilige Gemara Naim that Pesach Udroya Yamina, as Pesach is the right hand of a mensch. The whole year, you know, we think we're living with the Evans. The ganze year we're doing with the left hand. You know, you do things left hand, you try to do things, you try right leg with your left hand, you don't get too far. What? Righties. Yod kei ha. You don't get much, you want to throw with the ref, it's gaitnisht. You can eat with your left hand, it's gaitnisht. But, you want to do something properly, you do it with the right hand. Pesach gives us our right hand. Merdigal yisid loshon lazoya kodesh. Pesach would draw your yamina, it's the right hand. Which means Pesach is zokte is nizgal chasodim boilam, and Pesach uchias shel kol hashana. The ganze uchias on the whole year came from Pesach. And again, what's important that now Pesach is not over. Mahalt Nachalt Nisrichak. Till Rosh Chodesh year, we're still in Nisrichak. That you have to mamish, right? So yesterday I felt Tak Yisrichak. I still felt Pesach. Today already, the bread is in my system. I'm feeling a mashu still of Pesach. How long have I halt on Pesach? She halt on Chodesh till Pesach, Shani, till Shavuos at least. Shavuos that Tzeres. Terrible. How easy. How much Achonis is made of Pesach? And it's over, it puts the Pesach away, and it's mamish nelam. Terrible. We have to learn, that's why I have to learn tonight, this little halik at tzaddikim, the varmas on it, the we shouldn't get called to Pesach. So, Zogdei Gmoinayim, the Pesach is chiyah shal kol hashana. And here in Tzav, he spoke about this yusoid, that Rashi says, that tzav is loshon zeros. Rashi brings down ein tzav loshon zeros miyad l'doyrus. Amr Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Yechai, b'yaiser tzorich zeros b'makim sheish chesar and kiss. He needs zeros more than any place, in a place with his chesar and kiss, with his poshav shah means where there is some monetary loss. So the question is, what's happened such a big monetary loss in the carbon oila? Carbon oila, everything gets burnt, so it sounds like it's a monetary loss. It's not such that there's mitzvahs that cost much more than the carbon oila. What's happened to the carbon oila? It's called a chasaron kiss. And so the Moranayim said, as you cite, that chasaron kiss over here is lashon chasaron kisui. Kisui. The ganz yisoid yiddishkeit is to take off the wraps, to take off the covering. When Adam Rishon was never, Adam Kadam Machait, he saw the world as it really is. He saw that the Rabbanish was running every step, every breckle of our lives. Adam Rishon had a gewaltige bren in Avodas Hashem. Adam Rishon was passionate in Avodas Hashem. Kadam Machait, Adam Rishon was loved after the Rabbanish, like today people are loved after money. It's the only national I give you. So no money, everyone's they're alive. Money. No money. Money. Everyone goes, oh, yeah. Here, money. I have money for you. Money. Adam Rishon was 10 times more interested, 1,000 times more interested in the Rabbanish than we're interested in money or food. Food. Come and get some food. Food. Money. Food. Adam Rishon had time for the Rabbanish Lam with fire. He had mamash. His bones were burning for the Rabbanish Lam. Eish. And the only problem is that the fire and the ore, other Mishnah had an ore, other Mishnah had a cut nice ore, he had ore, the light, the ore of Rishayim, that the Rebbeinu made when Misaif Ailam at Saifai, Misaif Azman at Saifazman. So other Rishon Mamish, there was a Gavaltika Licht and a Gavaltika Bren. Other Mishnah had a Gavaltika Cheshek and a thirst for the Rebbeinu Shloilam. But after the Chait, all this was covered up in Malbushim. Everything was discussed in Malbushim. And Rav Meir, there was Grace Yidden, who was Zaycha, that they were Megala, they took the Kisei off temporarily. And that's why in Torah Sash Rav Meir, it was written not Kotnais Or, that the Rebbeinu was Malbish Adam with Kotnais Or out of clothing out of leather, which is a thick covering, but rather it was Kotnais Or with an olive. Even though the Rishon Lacher Chait, his Ketainis, what he was covered up was for the sake of coming to the Or HaPnimi. And what it was he understood that the everything he had was covering up his original Or. And his yearning was to get back to the original Or. That's Rav Meir's name was Rav Meir. Rav Nehoroi. And Rav Shimba Yechai is Eichig Ben Azayid, who saw everything with the Or HaRishon of other Rishon. Rav Meir was Malamed Bnei Dori, Rav Meir Einayim, Eich Lovi Or HaGonus. So, thus is the Yisoid. You know, someone told me today that their boss, their boss is, you know, I'm in very modern Yid, Shomer Mitzvahs, but the boss asked them, how could it be that by Kriyas Yamsuf, that the Rebbeinu can say about the Yidden, Halalo over there with the Zara, halalo over there with the Zara. The Malach could say to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. How could it be Yidden over there with the Zara still? That means they are Shachd over the Zara. How could it be if they're seeing all the Nisim Mitzrayim, how could it be that 4/5 of Klai Yisrael stayed in Mitzrayim at the Makas Choshech, and they were killed because they didn't want to leave. But they saw Dam, Tzvadeya, Kinnim, Oroi, Dever. They saw all the miracles of Mitzrayim, unbelievable. And so Gili Shechina, Zrayin Natuya, Yad Chazaka, Zrayin Natuya. They saw, we talk about the Haggadah that we get in this life, and they saw the often the Nisim Galuyim Mitzrayim. How could there still be Yidden? How could it be Goyim? I feel like a Par, okay. No, a Goy. But a Yid, how could the Yidden still be? There were Yidden 4/5 in one Mitzrayim. Some say it's more than 4/5. Left Mitzrayim was 1 out of 50, 1 out of 500, 1 out of 5,000. And the Yidden Alein were Shvach. How could it be Shvach? They saw such Galuyim. There it is, it's no kash. It's just like the Yidden right after Maimon Har Sinai. They arrived, they said, Nasav Nishma, I'm Halton Shoyim by the Chet Degel. The Teret is that what destroys everything we are masik is Taiva, Taiva, Taiva. That's everyone's working on the cup, everyone's working on Geluyim, I want to steig, I'm going to grow, I want to hear a great shir, I'm going to come to the Mori Naim here tonight, I'm going to go to the Mori Naim, Mori Naim, Yismach Leif, I'll go through a Pesach, I'll go through a Seder, I'll go out to Geluyim, I'll go through a Kriyas Yamsuf, a Shir Shal Pesach, who, what, and now I'm getting ready for Bag Sinai, I'm going to Kriyas Oymer, it's a Golnish Vet. Unless we work on the Taivis, to get rid of the Taivis, if there's Or, Ayin Vav Reish, if we're into giving Tanugei Ha'or, if we don't have any discipline in Or, Ayin Vav Reish, there's not going to be any Or, Aleph Vav Reish. So you can see all the Nisim, the Yidden Mitzrayim, so everything, but Mitzrayim is Ervis Oret. Tumah means it was Memchir Shai Tumah, Tumah Zashin Timtum, Timtum Alev. If the heart is yearning for Taivis and for food and for money and for Taivis Abbasar more than you're yearning for the Bunch, you have all the Galuyim in the world, it's been garnished. That's why the whole Seder Leil Seder starts with Kaddish or Echatz. There's not as Kaddish or Echatz. First, you have to Kaddish yourself, Prushim to you. We have to imagine ourselves from Taivis. Then the child to go through a Seder and have Galuyim. And the whole Gemara Naim is about that the Mitzrayim was always Golas Adas. But the Golas Adas, what puts the Das in the Golas? Taiva puts the Das in the Golas. The reason why we're not in touch with our real selves, our real Moyach, and our real Lev, because the Taiva is in the way. And no one seems to understand that. So we're giving the kids the best chinuch right away, and then we're giving them stuff and lollipops and food and fresh and then es and then the first second, they get the shine all the Taivas. So we're doomed that this Golas will be just as much of a failure as all the Friedrich Golias. And we're not getting too far. So you can build all the yeshivas you want, and all the kailim, and all the Beis Yankivs, and have everything you want, 27 mikvahs, and you can go to the mikvah 14 times a day, and do everything you want, but if they're not, Kadesh, Atzmachav, and Mutalach, Segeit, Nisht, it's not going to work. It doesn't work. Without Kiddush, the ganze Seder starts with Kadesh. And the ganze he wrote in the Sfiras Omer, in his Kaddish, in the Tyre, in the Klipasenu, in his Kaddish, in Kedusha Shomala, or in his Kaddish, in Kedusha El Yoyna. Kedusha El Yoyna. That's the Tachlis. And so if we're constantly, we're learning, we're stuffed the mull, and a second later with chocolate and with potato chips, it's not a Tachlis, we're not getting anywhere. It's spinning our wheels, going around and around in circles, garnished. So therefore, that's the pshat, says the Hele Gemara Nayim, that a carbon oila is called a makam chesaron kis. Chesaron kis means there's no kisui. A carbon oila is he oila ala moikdam is beach. The eishim is beach tukat boi loy sichbe. The heilige shalah says, the shalah kodesh says that the avoida of a person has a taiva bothers him, should say this pasuk. Perek vav pasuk vav in vayikra. The eisham is beach. Tukad bo loy sirbe. Veisham is beach. Tukad bo loy sirbe. That means, Rabbi Shalom, I want to burn out the taiva. Let the eishem is beach, just like the oila is burnt and gansen with the flesh and with the skin with the ore, and that's how you have an ore, a light with the aleph. So you say this positive. Veisham is beach. Tukad bo loy sirbe. The levai, the fire of cheshek, the Rabbi Shalom, should burn out my taiva soilam hazeh. Then, loy sichbe, that I won't be constantly putting out my own fire and putting out my own light with the taivas olam hazeh. It's a mamash, a vicious cycle. We're not getting anywhere. So, carbon oil is a similar idea that I was in Gansan for the Rabbi Shalom. Even though the Gemara says that, the famous Gemara in the Benachas, I think it's Ein Gimel, that a guy can only bring a carbon oil, but you can bring a carbon shlama, because a guy is libel shemayim. A guy only understands that. What's the shot says, a guy only understands either it's in Gansim for yourself or in Gansim for the Rabbi Shalom. He doesn't understand Kedusha. Kedusha means that you're in this world, but you're out of this world. Arangemisht and upgevisht, like the Kotzke said. Arangemisht, but upgevisht. You're in, but you're out as you're in. To be out in Gansim is not called Kedusha. Kedusha is to be in, but be out while you're in. Ne'est of Es Kedusha. So you see a Helig Tzadik Geek. When I see the, you know, the Tish, we said, spent a couple of hours at the Helig Sver Rebbe's Tish, the Baal Shem Tov Suda, might say Yom Tif. And I watched the Rebbe eat. My grandson, they watched the Rebbe eat. My son, the first time I ever went, saw the Rebbe eat, he has murdered the sources. He says, no, Abba, the Rebbe never bends down into the plate. He always has his head up. As a hoich, and the way, even the way he puts the spoon into his mouth, it's just, it's a zah, elegant the way, he's the balabas over the spoon's not the balabas over him. The way he does everything, just the way he cuts up the shirayim, just the way he eats, it's just, you watch, makes a cyrus. It's we're so magushim that it's very hard to make a ratio on ourselves. We're so magushim that it's shver. But lamai, so you watch a tzaddik eat, the kedusha, so he's eating. A guy understands only one thing, either it's in gansan for a brent l'shamayim, or in gansan taiva. So a guy will bring the carbon oil up. A yid is a karmi shlama. A karmi shlama est, we eat with shleimus. We eat with the kedusha al yayna, with the kedusha shlamala. So that's why oila is called a makam chesar and kiss. It's a chesar of a kisui. A yizayich is dar agadas. And the head of Gemara Naim says that that's the pshat that Rav Shimon B'Yochai, you have in the Zayah Kaddish, you have statements from Rav Shimon B'Yochai that was said by Rabba Barbar Chana. I, Rav Shimon B'Yochai, lived around the year 160, 170, 180. Of the common year of Mizab, he lived about 70 years before the Elif Chamishi started, right? We're in the Elif Hashishi. He lived before the year 240, with the beginning of the Elif Chamishi. So he lived around 70 years before that, 60 years. And Rabbi Rechana was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lived around 300. So the Teretz is that he's the Malam Azma. He also, Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva. The Moshe Rabbeinu, Shimon Yochai, these Helig Yidden, they were Zeicha to the Or HaGonas that was Mishtamish in the Velt before the Chait of Adam Rishon. And that Or was the Malam and Azman, the Malam and Amokim. So Moshe Rabbeinu could see Rabbi Akiva, it's not a problem. Shimon Yochai could see Rabbi Bechana, it's not a problem. Because there was a Chasar and Kiss, there was no Kiss, there was no Gilui. So the side of Pesach is that we have to take out of Pesach is that we should megale from ourselves. Take our tshuka should be that we should make from our katnas or with an ayin, we should make katnas or with an aleph. And in the Mar Nayin, Parsha Shmini says, and I think a Parsha is Alti Yisoid Shkoyach. The Alti Yisoid he says that. He speaks about Tunugalam Haza. He says, every emotion that we experience in this world is only for the sake of experiencing a higher level of the same emotion. So he said, the Helig Baal Shem said, every pacha the person has in this world is only to moiras to a pacha from the Rabbanu Shalom. Right? Every pacha you have from a lion, from a tiger, from a ganav, from the bank overdraft is only to remind the person to be Yari Hashem. That's why tzaddikim only have Yerushalayim and not worry about anybody, not afraid of anybody. Like the chassid said in the Chavis Levavis, they found the chassid echad, the Chavis Levavis, the chassid. They found him sleeping in the middle of a wilderness with lions and tigers screaming all around him, hyenas. And he said, aren't you afraid to be out here in the wilderness all by yourself? And he said that my pacha for the Rabbanu Shalom makes me embarrassed to have any pacha for anything in the whole Bria except for the Rabbanu Shalom. And the only reason why Hashem makes pachadim from other things in the world is to remind us to have pachad for Him. If I have pachad for the Rabbanu Shalom, I wouldn't have any other pachad. So the eitzah to get rid of a pachad is you think there's a ganav in your house, right? See, the intruder came to the house, right? You heard this, the window open up. So what do you think? So you buried yourself under the covers. You're hoping he wouldn't stab you or something, right? Well, you sent your wife out to go fight him. That's what you did. Send your wife out. The eitzah is have Yir Shamayim. We have a pachad that maybe someone's out to get you. Have years Shemayim Rabbi Shalom. I'm only afraid of you, right? I'm only afraid of you, Rabbi Shalom, right? Some mi pach the chabesari, some mi pach the chabesari. More Hashem kechah Shalomim akim liyira. I only have year for the Rabbi Shalom, only the Rabbi Shalom. I'm not afraid of anybody, only Rabbi Shalom. Okay, he says, fine, I'll get rid of the pachad. I only sent you a pachad to remind you that you have to have pachad for me. If you don't have pachad for me, I'll give you another pachad. Zelbazach says, the Hedengor Nayim, that thing of Ava. The reason why Hashem sends us a cheshek, a taiva for anything, is because we don't have enough taiva for the Rabbi Shalom. Hashem says, I want you to be Bali taiva. I want you to love. I want you to have passion. I want you to be obsessed. I want you to love, but love me. I want you to love me. And I think I told you a few weeks ago that love means love. Maybe he said in the Chavis Lavavish here, that love, what does love mean? Love, I love you, I love you. Love you, Cheskel Spitzer. I love you, Cheskel Spitzer. I love Rabbi Varfman. I love them. But do I really mean it? Well, I love, they say I'm actually go tired to me. I love them for that. Love means, I hold as them as the Taich and love. Love means I cannot live without you. That without you, my life has no meaning. Oh, that's a different Taich and love. Because again, I might enjoy your company very much. I like you very much. But the question is, do I love you? I can only say I love you if, number one, I have a gewaltig cheshek to give you things. That's one pshat. That's one mahalach and love. No, that's not the mahalach I'm telling you about. Love means, pashut, if I don't have you in my life is empty and meaningless. Has no tachlis. So I might like your company very much, and you're a nice person. You say some good things. I like your Torah. I like your stories. I like your providing. I like everything. You're a good friend. We like the shmooze. We hang out together. It's all very nice. But doesn't that love you? I like you. I enjoy you. I'm using you. Using me. I'm using you. I say the charaf, I say the chaver, but it's a deal. Love means I cannot live without you. I think so. The people we're really close to, our closest relatives, you couldn't live without them. Without them, oh, my life would be totally different. Without you, my life would be disaster. Would be shattered. I'd be zerbrochen. I could not. That's love. The person. So love their bunch of shot their bunch. If I don't think about you every minute, my life is worthless. So that's Avos Hashem. Now you know what Avos Hashem is. On their helik of Hashem, my life is nothing. That's what Avos Hashem is. So I've been working for years to think, well, how can I with Avos Hashem? How do you love their bunch long? Hakar Satoiv doesn't work. Love is the pshat or bunch long mamash. I know that every breath is from you. I'll call Nashima Nashima, call Nashama Tal Laka. I know without you, bunch long, I couldn't exist for a second. Without the Torah HaKadosh, without davening to your bunch, I'm not making a brach, my life has no value whatsoever. I want to die on Kiddush Hashem Taka. That's why you learn Kiddush Hashem from the Yahav Hashem Lekach, V'chol Avavra, V'chol Navshu, V'chol Adecha, from the Avos Hashem. So Kiddush Hashem, the Chiv of Kiddush Hashem, the Dal Kiddush Hashem, you learn from the Yahav. What's a pshat? That's a pshat. Hashem, I love you. Can you say that? A life, don't tell me, bow down to Yashka. That means I'm not bowing down to you for a second, Rabbi Shalom. This is 11. I'd rather not live without life. I should have a life without Avodah Hashem. I should chas v'shalom that the Oved Avodah Zorah. That means for that second I'm not. I can't imagine. There's not Nishka left. I'd rather die. It's kill me. No problem. So it is a problem. Right? Rabbi Kiva had to be Mistar Kol Yomov. Vasai Yovel Yadi. That I should die. I'll kill Hashem. Vaisai till Rabbi Kiva at 120 on Yom Kippur didn't die Kiddush Hashem. Ken Zani wasn't ready. If he didn't die yet, Vice says he wasn't ready. Why didn't he do it the year before? Why didn't Hashem kill him the year before, 2 years before? Why not? Says he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready. As I helped him, he wasn't ready. And that's so Rabbi Kiva to come, he had to work a long time. He had to say a lot of Kriyashmas. Come to Madrega of Avos Hashem. I can't live without your bunch. Can't live without your wife, can't live without your children, right? Can't live without your money? Ah. Yesh lecha adam. Shon moin lecha v'lov yesh migluf. For some people, their money is more chavid than themselves, their own life, and their wife and children for sure. Right? But, so, some people, without money, I can't live. I can't live. I can't do it. Can't live without my money. There's a story I told you many times that Vertiman, and there you saw, in Baltimore, there was a yid. Maybe it was a sickle from a filo. This yid was worth 50 years ago. He was worth $150 million of real estate in downtown Baltimore. Yid. So once he was walking with the fundraiser for Nei Yisrael, and he was walking with the fundraiser, and the fundraiser finally cocked out. He says, and his fellow didn't get along with his children either. He said, $150 million, he had no Yarshim. He's an old man. $150 million. If you die without Yarshim, the money goes to the government. So no Yarshim. He didn't talk to his kids. He hated his kids. They were disinherited. Nobody else. And nothing is tavor. So the fundraising issue is that give me for the yeshiva. If you gave him $100,000, be awesome for the yeshiva. $100,000, you're worth $150 million. He says, okay. I'll do it. So sign me the check. I just can't do it. I'd like to do it, I can't do it. What's the shot? I'll be seichel. Terzi loved his money. He couldn't envision his life without his money. Life then, without every penny he had, was not worth living. So you don't care what happens after his death. And he loved nothing more than his money. Money was everything. It was a security blanket. It was identity. He chose to accomplish something. Whatever the psychological reason was, he could not live without. Why? Think about it. He didn't. He was living like a Herman. He had no children to give it to. He could not spend it. I have a lot less money. I can't even think of why I should how I spend my money. You know, what do you have money for? Well, you have a surplus in the bank. Heinz is the Yarter, Chaim Tzandus. He had enough. He got rid of his money. He had nothing. He couldn't think of something bad to do with his money. Give it away to Tzedakah. He just couldn't think of it. The money didn't mean anything to him. Tzedakah meant something to him. But this year, his whole life was defined by money. So he loved money, Taka, because it means that his life had no meaning and no value without the money. It was more important than his own children. It was more important than his own life. I understand him very well. I verstehe es sehr gut. That's what love means. I can't live without you. And I have no meaning without you. So you can't say you love somebody. You can love your children, your wife, your family, your parents. You can love them. Right? You can love but stop a person, don't say you love them so fast. You like them. Don't say you love them so fast. Love means I can't live without you. And without you in my life without me. If you would be gone, I would not do it myself. No, that's love. That's Kemenish Zagan. So Ava is Hashem. The reason why Hashem gives us Ava for a shtickel steak and for shtickel money is Hashem says, Narsh, you're going to waste your love on this steak. You're going to be meshuggah over the steak? Don't be crazy. It's not going to die. Without me, you can't live. This is just bait. You should know, think about me. I should love the steak. I love you, Rabbi Shalom. I'm not going to use this shtick of love to love the Rabbi Shalom. That's the Yisrael. The answer is safe in my life. No, Chaim Benach Rabbi Yisrael is the Yartzev and the Helik of Tzanzer Uv, Reb Chaim Tzanzer, and so say a few words about the Tzanzer Uv. So, first, Divrayim, Ein Oysen, the Fosh, the Tzadikim, the Devorim, the Neshama, so you have the Helik of Divrei Chaim, which my dear friend, our good friend, Reb Chaim, Saturnbaum, Zal Gesundheit, once gave me this two volumes of Divrei Chaim. So, may just make a bracha, my get a little, lubricate my voice, anybody wants to make a bracha is welcome, we're going to have later on, Baruch, Atah, Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Niyeh Bidvaro. So, Zok the Divrei Chaim here in Chelek Beis Mayadim. So, Gvada, here he speaks about something that's bothering me a long time. He notes the fact that it says that the Yidden says Ramses. The Yidden left Ramses. Yisim Ramses. Rashi says in Parshas in Achrimos, right? K'may Seretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem Bo. Don't do like my Seretz Mitzrayim. Rashi says because Amokim Shiyashu Yisrael Hoyim Makulku B'Yaser. Interessant, I've noted on the bottom of here that the Ramses and Gematria is 430. Interessant, Ramses is 430. The year the Yidden went to Mitzrayim. In other words, it was such a bad place, it was the 210 years, like 430. But always bothered me is Rashi, the Philippian. Rashi says the place the Yidden were in Mitzrayim was the worst place. How you talking, Yosef should put them in the worst place? Yosef Atzad puts them in Eretz Goshen, right? Eretz Goshen, Ramses, Goshen, it's all the same area. How could it be that Kamai says in Simon Shay Shaftim, but don't do? The Rashi says it's the worst place, the most Makukavik place in Mitzrayim. How could it be that Yosef Tzadik puts his family back in the worst place? What's shot? So I don't see any. I see the kliyoker of some witchetzich of them a little bit, but as dach tzachmir, kliyoker maybe touches on it. That I would say a chap. That yeah, tach was the worst place, and then chami. That's where Yosef put them. Lechatchili put them in the worst place. So they should remember they're in Galus. When you're living in Muncie, you don't see a guy, except for the Pilish and the Shiksas running around, but besides, you see a skiver, I'm very surprised. All these Spanish people running around with pants. The kids are, but that's the only guy we see are these, the maids. The kids are, as I became mainan, that this is Muncie HaKadosh, and Zinish and Galus, Zinish Nazar Galus. But if you live in Brooklyn, you still remember in Galus. If you live in Manhattan, you remember in Galus. Gan's fine. If you live amongst the Goyim, the Goyim, you remember in Galus Taka. So Yosef Tzadik Taka put him in the worst place, and it makes sense according to the vort of the Chavos Levav. As the Chavos Levav says in Shar Precious, Amam Shaspal, he says the Yidden came to Mitzrayim. They were Halik. They were not Bali Chaymer. They were not Bali Taiva. And that's why the Ovis HaKadoshim didn't need the Torah yet. As I said, the Chavos Levavos, they didn't need the Torah because they were Bali Tzura, they were Bali Madrega. They didn't need the Torah. But when they came to Mitzrayim, for 70 years they were living in Mitzrayim, and Yosef gave them everything they needed, so they got Mekukl in Mitzrayim. Yosef, he doesn't go into the details of it. The Chavos Levavos says Yosef was Mekalkal the Yidden. He was too good. He was too good for them. His mom was as I stated, the Chavos Levavos. And therefore, they had to leave Mitzrayim quick and get 613 mitzvahs now in order to combat all the yerida that they had in Mitzrayim. But like I said in Pesach, it wasn't supposed to be like that. The Yidden weren't supposed to get ruined in Mitzrayim. Everyone takes on a double portion. Yeah, Nebuch must become halal. It does not be like that. They could have gotten Mitzrayim with a Knak. They came in Shiftei Ka. You would have said it was Ishtel Devek a Beis Hayra. You would have Ishtel Devek a Kailo with a yeshiva and everything. What happened? Was it Gavorn? Doesn't say, what happened to them? In the end, the shtickle part Leviim, we're keeping Yiddishkeit. Everybody else, Allah levadev the Zohar. So what happened? It's everything got Mekukl. But I'm telling you, this your side. The Yosef Tak had a plan. It wasn't a bad plan. Yosef Dafka put them in the worst place. It was all Gedenken. You don't belong here. Otherwise, they think, oh, fine, take it. Tak it. It's a nice place. Tosh is very nice. Williamsburg is very nice. There's plenty of them there. But you know, you can Kiryat Beis Halevi, right? It's a tosh. For two blocks, you're away from the Ganze Welt. I mean, we're not in Galus anymore. It's Gewaltig. So Yosef Dafka put him in the Mokum Mekukl. You hear? And it was all Gedenker and Galus. The only thing is, they didn't live up to the challenge. They talk again Mekukl. It wasn't supposed to be like that. They were supposed to Mehapach them. They were supposed to Mehapach the Mitzrim. But the touch is on this subject. He just mentioned the fact that they went out. They went out, they went from the Bir Amikta to the Igra Roma. But so Shtikal Arab, he just brings his Rashi down. What were they doing in such a terrible place? Ich mein lechatchilo, that was the Cheshbon. Any rate, so so he says, what can I tell you here? It's a sharf of art from the Halakha Divrei Chaim. So the Halakha Divrei Chaim says, okay, Ezog Tazoy. I'll leave you with this little piece. He speaks about Sfiris Oimer. He speaks about the mitzvah of Havoz Karban Oimer. And he says, in Parish Zemmer state, Da'aber al b'nei Yisrov amarta lehem ki zavoy la'oretz hu gitzartim es k'tzira ve'inif es ha'oimer lefnei Hashem l'retzoynchem mimochez ha'shabes yanifenu ha'koyim. So in fact, the Rebbe Reb Chaim Tzanzer Zeichet Tzadik Levroche, why is the Lashem of Heinef is Oimer Lefnei Hashem L'Ritzoinchem for your Ratzon? He says it doesn't say L'Ritzoinchem by any other Karbon HaYisatzibur. Shtein L'Ritzoinchem. First step is here by the Karbon HaOimer of the second day Pesach state, you should bring the Oimer Lefnei Hashem L'Ritzoinchem. So Shteitzer Chalini says a lot of things, but the Nekuda Merkazi is Azoy. He says, that a karban mincha is epis andish liyala under karbonis. The Gemara says in Menachos Kuf Dalet on the days that an oni brings a mincha, right? You know, an oni brings a mincha. That's actually in the Torah. And why is it an oni that brings a mincha? Because the oshir, the chait of the oni is different than the chait of the oshir. The chait of the oshir comes machmas resichas damav. The oshir, he eats so much and he fresses so much, he's eating a good life. So meila this kochzer vayem the dam the taiva, he's a gavaltigabal taiva. And ki ochel v'savav ram levavai the nefesh achiyuni. So an oshir has to bring a behema. The oshir has to bring a behema lechaper al nafshay habahamis because he is a behema. As a behema, he was chayte with the national Bahami, as the behema. So the usher has to bring a behema because he fed himself, he pashed himself, he stuffed himself like a behema. But an oni, he has no koyach l'snase. His nefesh achiyuni, meaning his basic human nefesh, is tzebrachen. His animal instinct is tzebrachen. He's not fed. Like the Gemara says, ein ari noyheim. A lion doesn't roar from a box of straw. He roars when he has a box full of meat. So an oni doesn't have meat, and his chait comes from nefesh hatzemeach. He says the oni went down to a lower level. The oni in a human being, the primary nefesh is the nefesh ha-chiyuni. That we are like an animal. An animal is a four-legged animal, and we're a two-legged animal. So we grow like animals. That's the nefesh achiyuni, the living nefesh. But there's also a nefesh tzemeach. There's a vegetable life. You know, it's an amazing thing. You watch the trees coming out today. Where is this coming from, these trees? Slowly, everything's opening up, and there's blossoms, and there's buds, and there's a brick of silanois. Von Schnappdes. The tree got so smart that it's supposed to give out buds, dafkin, and chodesh nissen. Why didn't they give it out in the winter? It's programmed. There's a program in the tree. That means it's alive. The tree's alive. I have my backyard. Dead trees, I have live trees. What's the chiluk? Why is one dead, one's alive? What happened? Well, what happened? They were all in tachrichim the whole winter. They had snow tachrichim. And some of them come out alive, and some come out dead. And there's chiyas amazim every springtime. Why is that so? There's a nefesh. The nefesh ha tzemeach. And therefore, the oni is only chayte with a nefesh hatzemeach, and the nefesh tzemeach is the weakest part. So it just shows you that every part of us can be chayte. It's not every part of us. Actually, this actually explains why Chazal say that the chayte of the eitz hadas is because the period was not shavah to the eitz. It all happened because Adam Rishon changed. So everything changed because there's a tzemeach inside man. Ki Adam eitz asada. Man is eitz asada. Anyway, bottom line is, he says that when a person does a chait, he becomes a shtik chaymer. When a person with usher sins, he becomes a behema. He becomes the chaymer, the material of a behema. When the ani sins, he becomes a shtik tree. He becomes a chaymer. He becomes chaymer, which means matter, a glob, a matter. The Torah Kedosha, right? The Zayda the Maral, he says, the Zayda the Maral says, kama places, that the Yisayda of Torah is that a person that reads the Rav Maral in favor of Gerus Hashem Perik Mem, that the Yisayda of Yiddishkeit is to Mahapech as Achaymer Litzura. The Gemara says in Daftes and Moed Katan that when one Talmud Chachma, the Meshabeach, some younger Talmud Chachma, he says, Anoshim Halalu Anshei Tzurahim. A tzura, they have shape, they have a form. Tzura is a ruchnis de gazach. There's chaymer and there's tzura. There's matter and there's shape. So mitzad you're married, just a piece of meat, that's all you are. Then tzura means you have a different tzura. Your chachma, your seichel. So the yisayit, every time you do a mitzvah, you're mahapi of the chaymer to tzura. A person does a chait, he is so much in the chaymer that he needs some help from the outside. So he takes the chaymer, either he's a rich man, he takes the chaymer in the form of his meat, an animal. If he's a poor man, he takes his chaymer in the form of something growing, like flour, like a carbon mincha, and he gives it to a kohen. Because he says a kohen is the tzur of Klal Yisrael, the tzur of Klal Yisrael, the one that gives shape and beauty and gives form and purpose and getlichkeit. The Klal Yisrael is the kohanim. So a yid who sins, every yid can become a kohen. We're on lechus kohanim, a doy kadosh. But if a yid sins, he has transformed his tzur into chomer. So that, so therefore it says the Ritzaynchem, the teacher says the Rav Chaim Zanzer, the teacher, that even if a person is an ani and he has so little life left in him. Not only doesn't he have any chaymer left, he doesn't have a nefesh chiyuni, because he's a poor man, only Nashi has nefesh chiyuni. He's nefesh a shtik holtz. This Oni is a shtik holtz. He's a shtik holtz. He became a piece of tree, a piece of wood. He has nothing left in himself. He only had nefesh at Sameach. And he still made a psachet. So he, mamish, his chaymer is the very shvach of chaymer. So kamash malon, that the koyin can transform him into tzura. And that's what it says here, Morla Ritzaynchem, to teach you that even such a nebuch like the oni, and the carbon oimer represents a real, it's in a certain way a carbon oni because it's a mincha. So the chiddush is that even when a klai Yisrael comes to such an anias and such a dalus and such a shvach madrega, like when they left Mitzrayim, that's why we bring in the second day of Pesach, they can does machin le ritzaynchem, it can be, we can make ratzon that tzura out of it for klai Yisrael. So just a few words, Rabbi Isai. It's getting late. I can go on the whole night here, but I'm afraid you're going to all fall asleep on me. So, as you know, there's a wonderful svarim written about Gedoy Le'olam. Two of the best svarim are the Eser Tzach Tzachois, and also there's Gval the Yugimel Iris from the Pshev. I can never pronounce it. Yankov Leiser Pshevorsk from Belgium, from Antwerp, and they used to Mesaper Gval the Gisipurim. Now, I'll just tell you a few, you say this, we can start with Chaim Sanz's life, it'll take us really an hour. I don't know where to go. Are you with me? Are you against me? Did you bring something? Have a little something, yeah? I bought some wine downstairs. We'll go downstairs in a few minutes. We'll try to bring a little bit downstairs. But let me just tell you a few things about Chaim Sanz, where do we start and where do we end? The MS is, that's the Tzach Tzachos is ganz fine. That's the Tzach Tzachos, I think, is a little bit more. it's a lot of things, they overlap. But he has a very interesting zachen. Rav Chaim Sanz was born in Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, and he was born in 1793. I think he was nifter in 1875 or so. 1875. What? Tav Reish Lamed Hey Lamed Vuv. Okay, so he lived what's 87 years. What?
When he was born.
He was born according to this in Tav Kuf Nun Gimel. From top seven, I can say 1793 till 1876 is 83 years. So he was born in Tanagrod, some say in Brody, Zamolika Galicia, and he was a Shveitzer Grace Eloy. He brings down the interessant the stories about his chas and all things. The interessant the stories are meridic. His father's a big Tamil Chacham, Reb Leibish, but. He was a seicher. So Reb Chaim, when he was a little child, already the Chayzer Leblin once visited Brody. He was seicher when he was a little baby on the chase from the dinst from the shivcha. He already saw the Leblin. He was watching Leblin for a long time. And the son of Chaim, and the son is Enoch said his son, the Bar Garlitzer said that his father had four wives. Reb Chaim's sons had four wives. The most famous, his first two wives were two sisters from the Baruch Tam, but he only had children from the first and the third wife. But once he was saying over his milus and neshama, and Reb Chaim Sanz said about himself, he was Reb Chaim said one of his neshamas is b'chinas Yankov Avinu. So once his son Baruch Garlitzer had tainus on one of his stepmother, sounds like the third mother, and. Yeah, the third mother, and he says to the third mother, he says, listen, Steve Mama, stepmother, you better be nice to me, and don't think, you're not nice, I just want you to know, you don't think you're my father's last wife. He's got one wife left, because he has to have four wives, because he's B'chinas Yankov Avinu, Yankov had four wives. That's why he has four wives, B'chinas Yankov. So he told her, be nice, don't think you're such a big shot, you're not the last wife. Kachave, she wasn't the last wife. He tells of a married story over here that that's a chesed and all the stories, but have to say what's most important. So I once heard from Moshe Kraus that was when he was young and he was learning about Smad the Grabba, and he was learning, he had a brother, Avigdor. And the brother Avigdor, and it's brought down this area, but the brother Avigdor once thought to himself that he had a little machshava raw after something that wasn't 100% beseder. So he felt bad. So the whole day he was doing tshuva that he had some machshava raw, his brother Avigdor. And he was had machshava, it was not beseder, machshava zora. And the whole day he's doing tshuva, and he's crying, and he's doing tshuva, and he's fasting the rest of the day. And finally, late at night, they were singing, learning about Smad Atzuma, the two brothers. He goes over the candle. They only had candles in those days. One of them was his brother, Reb Chaim. He says, Reb Chaim, read the Torah. Give the cookers the shtern. Zuk me, Reb Kent Epizen, to do Epiz Nechal Zaration from the Chet, because every Chet a person does is engraved in their forehead. So I don't have Chokhaz Apartlev yet. I guess that would be very dangerous to read people's forehead. But I've met somebody who can... That two or three people who can do it. A little bit I learned from them. But the kids, it's dangerous. You don't want to start this. Yes, you don't want to start. You don't want to start with this. The kids, that's why the Litvish have big chips that should cover the whole forehead. So shouldn't be able to read that's the reason. Shouldn't, it's a cover up. Avigdor came over to his brother, Reb Chaim, and said, get me a cookie from Stern. See if it's still there, because I can't go to sleep. Because you go to sleep, the Shoma goes to the Shemaim. I can't go to the Shemaim at night, and the Shoma is a hobbit up as a fleck of the Shoma is can't resign. So Reb Chaim takes the candle and cooked off the British stand. He says, Yo, geschrieben, aber ausgemacht. It was written, Taka, aber you erased it. You cleaned it out. It's all edict. Does the Heilige Yidden. That's his brother. He's worried that that's what he was worried about. Now, Reb Chaim was, again, there's no seder that I'm telling you. When it comes to these Heilige Tzaddikim, I cannot give you a proper biography. I can only tell you shtiklach, maybe the Merida Gemaisi has over here, that a Yid came to Reb Chaim Tzanzer and told him they have no Shalom Bayis. So this Reb Chaim says to him, the Yechotch say, every time your wife gives you trouble, you say the pasuk until on chafei, pasuk gut ches, re'ei on yiv amali v'sala kol chateisai. Rabbi Yisrael, see all my tzaras and my pain, and take away my averus. In other words, from this you learn that a person has any agus nefesh, you should know. As the Gemara says in Erchin, at heichon tachz yisurim, that every yisurim a person has, even little ones, is all the cheshem of the Rabbi Yisrael to pay up our averus. But it only works if a person says, they understand that it's coming for kaparas avinus. If a person's dam suffers and doesn't say it should be kaparas avinus, it doesn't work, it's a waste of time. You're wasting your yisurim. So every tsar you have in life, every pain, every drick, every knaich, every kvetch, every shtach, you'll say, re'ei on yiv amali v'sala kol chatesai. Remember that pasuk? It's a big nechama to people, at least they're not suffering in vain. As he brings down, as a shtetl chavas levavas. The shtetl chavas levavas that, that a person that's mekabel, that's called mekabel yisurim vava. So I know that there's a cheshbon to the yisurim. There's a reason for everything, and the reason is the bashal mechaper my averus. This was this is a yisoid. You have to remember that. And he says not only that, there's a lot of averus that yisurim and yom kippur, the tshuva and yom kippur don't work. You have to have yisurim. The Gemara says the masiyah mecheirish, the arba chaluki kapara, as the averus you can do tshuva right away. So you have to have yom kippur. Some you have to have yisurim. So every shtick of Yisurim is a kapara, but you have to have it in Zinnan, Zavich B'Gazach. That's what makes Tzaddikim grace a mention. They have this in mind. No, Reb Chaim was a Meridik Baal Tzedakah, you all know. The stories of Reb Chaim Tzedakah are endless. And Reb Chaim said about himself that he changed his whole Metzias. B'teva, he was a kamtzan gadol. He was very cheap and stingy, but he changed his whole life to become an emes about tzedakah. He changed his whole metzias, and he became such a. He was mekani. He says the madrega of Herish Rimanover. Herish Rimanover, when he had money, he gave the money away b'simcha to tzedakah. He had no money. There was also b'simcha. I had no money, but me says Yochanan is not shachan b'tzar. If I have money to give, I'm a simcha. If I have no money to give, he's mamash b'tzar gadol. And he used to give away fortunes of money every day. Kaseidah, famashkin, everything in his house. When he died, he had many, many menorahs in his Yerusha. Because every year he had to get a new menorah. He used to give away, he used to famashkin his menorahs all the time. And then sometimes when he got a lot of money, he would take it back. But as I know, we don't have these things anymore. They pawn shops. He would pawn and famashkin his chafetzim and give all the money with tzedakah. And Erev Sukkot especially was very big on tzedakah, and he would borrow thousands of rubles to give away tzedakah. And he said that other people in Mahadit have noy sukkah. The noy sukkah is pretty things that hang on the sukkah. My noy sukkah is the tzedakah I give before sukkahs. I can see all the golden rendlech. I can see all the coins hanging in the sukkah when I come into the sukkah. It was endless. Once he couldn't fall asleep at night if there was any money in the town. In his pocket or in his drawers, and once he couldn't fall asleep, and he checked all his drawers and all his pockets. There's no money, so he told his gabba to go out and check in the inns to see if someone just came to town. Maybe someone came to town with money for him, and since the money is ready, you would lie. It's ready his money. So 3 o'clock in the morning, the gabba goes around to all the inns, and he wakes everybody up. Hello, he asks the innkeepers, anybody new just come into the inn over here? He said, yeah, the person just came in late here at night. So Chaim knocked on the door. I mean, the gabba knocked on the door. And I came to see the Rebbe, Reb Chaim. You have any money for him? Yeah. Yid gave me money already, pigeon. Like Yid came. No one's coming to Reb Chaim. He gave me already pigeon. I should give it to Reb Chaim. Oh, give me the money. And we're trying the pigeon, and they gave out the stucker right then there in the middle of the night. Danim don't mind if you wake him up in the middle of the night to take money. He gave Danim the money, and Reb Chaim could fall asleep. Although he only slept 2 hours a night anyway. And Reb Chaim used to say, but his golden necht, by him, the tzaddik is there, Reb Chaim, he never slept. He was a Mas Medotzim and Iliotzim, Alamdanotzim. It's in the Mamish, from the Rebbe. All the older Rebbes could learn, but the Reb Chaim was the Radomsky Rebbe said, Reb Chaim, that he was like the Rajba. He had a cup like the Rajba. And the flog is the Kazakh. And Reb Chaim was learning young Belila. There's a famous story. He was in Galicia, he was Baalton. But this story I heard a long time ago that Reb Chaim, that when he came to Hungary, though, the Yidden in Hungary were very schwach. In his times, there was Shvach, there was a lot of good Yidden in Hungary, but the assimilation in Hungary was worse than Germany. Plenty of Yidden, Fafar in the Yidden. And so Reb Chaim came to Budapest, Amol, and he's a Tam Shehi, and someone invited him to Messiah, they asked the Rav to Messiah Kedushin, and the Rav heard Reb Chaim's sons in the town, he was Mechav Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim came to the Chasna, meanwhile, he was sitting in his room waiting for the Chasna, he was learning Rif, and they were very pink, the Chadaitach in Hungary, like in Germany. So the Chasna called for Lomazan at 7:30, and the Chasna doesn't come out at 9:30. So Eilam was, okay, it's Tzadik, you wait for a Tzadik, he's a little eccentric, okay. Chaim comes out, Sakadushan, fine, Vez, and the Elton from the Kala, the Chusin, fine. He goes over to the parents of the Kala, and tells them, Azoy, the Kala's that I talked to, yeah. He says, do you have any other children? Yeah. Bokhrim, Medlach, only Medlach, only have Medlach. Did you ever have a bacher? You never had any children, a bacher, only girls? We had a son, but Nebuch, when our son was 2 years old, Nebuch, we were going across the river on a boat, and he fell out of our hand, and he was swept away in the water, and he drowned. Did you ever find his body? No, never found his body. Do you have any simonim on your son, the baby? Do you remember some simon on his body? He was 2 years old already. Yeah, he had under his arm, he had like a mole, he had like a zamin mole, zamin black mark under his arm, with his right arm. So Reb Chaim said, calls over the parents of the Chusin. Parents of the Chusin, this is your son? He was born to you? No. Where'd you get him from? He's adopted. Azoy. Takes both sets of parents, take the Chusin into his room, take off your jacket, take off the bekesha, take off your shirt, lift up your right arm, mole under the right arm. Says Reb Chaim, you want to marry your sister? You go back to the Chasna, a shvestim et abrider, kenazayim. That was the end of the chasna. The other one was mamish l'shtaimim. So his megala, his ruach hakodesh over there, the chaver, the pus the chaver and pest. So then is the yesh elakim b'yisrael, and that was the end of that shidduch. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, again, there's a lot to talk about Reb Chaim. I can only tell you one thing. He did bring down the famous story about that after the shidduch was made, Reb Chaim Tanzer. So. The Kala never saw the Chasna, the Chasna never saw the Kala. But when the chassan came to town, the cow was looking out the window. Different than the schois. Cow was looking out the window. She saw the chassan from the vitamins, and she saw the chassan limps. He's lame. So what? Chassan limps. She doesn't want to marry him. Doesn't want to marry him. She told her father, I'm not going to the chuppah. Chassan limping. I'm not going to marry limping the chassan. So the Welt says, there's no question that Reb Chaim said, okay, you want to vow the shirk, it's fine, but I want to speak to you for privately a few minutes in the room. So the Welt says that the story goes that if, in that room there was a mirror, a full-length mirror, and Reb Chaim goes over to the mirror with her, and she looks in the mirror, and she sees that she is crippled. She's like twisted in one side. She's twisted. She's shocked. So Reb Chaim, and he's straight. So Reb Chaim says, you should know that as niggas in Shemayim, we should get married. And when the Bas came out, Bas Plain Leplaini. So my neshama heard it, the Bas Kail first, because I'm the Plaini. And my neshama asked if everything's okay with the Kala. And the Shemayim, the Megala, that the Kala is a hinkadika, the Kala is lame. And when the Shama heard about that, the Shama said, you know what? It's much better that the man should be lame than the woman should be lame. So I'll take it upon myself. So I want you to know that I was makab myself to be lame because I'm going to marry you. But if you're not going to marry me, you're going to be lame nachamol. So this is what your choices are. She heard that. She was makab and she married him. That's the Welt of art. But I asked the Bav Veruv, Zechat Tzad Rav and Shlaima, Chem Gefek, Klor, I asked him if it's true, if that's the Messiah in the Mishpacha. I said, no, they don't have such a Messiah for such a story. It says, it's not a Baba Maisa. It's a Baba Maisa. And the Rebbe Shlaima told me that they don't have in the Tzand of the Mishpucha, a Zah Messiah. If you need Maisa, you get it. You have the Maisa. Yeah, the Angiv Nikala Yo. And according to it says over here, the Angiv Nikala. What? Yeah, that's, but the Bav Veruv Megazukta as I hot nish the Zah Messiah in the Mishpucha, he hot as your Zah Messiah? Yeah, fine, okay, good. I'm just telling the Bav Veruv told me not. So everybody, we have a big cover that night. We have the son of the Strapke Rebbe, who's a Tzandze Enikel, he's a Halberstam, and he's aided by Reb Moshe Halberstam from the
Meir Brown's
amazing, Meir Brown's daughter, and Shuldik, Shlita, from the Gdoili HaPoiskim, Gdoili HaBadatz, the Beis and Tzedek. Is he the guy already? And the Rive is noch ausnisht. When are they going to get, make him the Rive and the guy's bald? So Meir Brownsdorf from the Gdoili HaPoiskim, the Knei Boisim. So very choshev you have with us tonight. It sounds identical. He says, yeah, his Geza, Strupkev, they do have the Messiah, that the story is true. But here's what down just the part that he took her into a room and said something to her. And they said, Shlos, and she was Makabal that she's going to marry him. But
Poets, it felt so good. The Rebbe mitten davonen kicked me home. Ich muss dann etwas nach Hause weh, der Rebbe kicked mich aus der Ehe und looks at me. So, noch in davonen, der Poet geht sich zu der Rebbe. Wow, wieso der Rebbe kickte mich, der Rebbe hat mich umgekickt mitten davonen. Ich hatte gekickt auf den Poet, aber so kann ich, ich will immer sagen, gib, wie der Poet, was er kann dienen dem Eiwischen, sag stärke. Sechs fies, breit, hoch, kann dienen dem Eiwischen, er ist ein hinkertiger Mensch. So der Poet ist so viel, was er geht, heimisch. Wenn der Rebbe dann noch drei Tage der Rebbe hat mir angegeben, der ganze Gift gut nicht du. Der Gift darf man watschen, also man darf es übergeben, man darf es geben zu essen, als Sache, man darf es schlufen geben, man darf arbeiten, zu passen und so. Der Rebbe kann ich kennen, wenn er sagt, das darf man kennen, so wird er gern für die Zanzeruf.
So high maintenance, Gift. Okay, but let's go downstairs and probably a bisschen.